Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actor Dietrich Bader, one of the stars of NBC's wonderful ensemble comedy, Outsourced. You might also remember him from a very long run as one of Drew's dopey best friends on The Drew Carey Show. Stick around. With a name like Dietrich, you know this has to be good. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top Indian bestsellers, such as Vikram Seth's wonderful story, A Suitable Boy, Sarah McDonald's Holy Cow, An Indian Adventure, or even Narendra Dami's Bollywood Babes. You could even download Will Eisner's Spirited Life, the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of people who thought Dietrich Bader's character on The Drew Carey Show had a familiar name but couldn't quite place it in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, so this is just a big prank to you guys.
Not to me. I trimmed my hair in the shape of a heart, too.
No, I don't believe you.
All right.
No.
Imagine that after playing Oswald for 9 seasons of The Drew Carey Show, Dietrich Bader probably never dreamed he'd get another shot at anyone quite as wacky, socially limited, and yet lovable. After all, who could have foreseen the ultimate ugly American he plays as Indian call center manager Charlie Davis on NBC's Outsourced?
Looks like something fat Steven Seagal would wear.
But what a hysterical year it's been to be Bader. Chasing and failing with beautiful young women before finally scoring with one of their mothers? Inadvertently, yet repeatedly, insulting his Indian employees and their religious and cultural beliefs, only to develop an unlikely friendship with the buffoonish Gupta. I don't know why I mispronounced that. There's just one episode left of Outsourced for Charlie, as this is written, the finale of Rajiv's Wedding Odyssey, Thursday, May 12th at 10:30 p.m. If you haven't followed this show, it's not too late to jump in and have a few brightly colored belly laughs at the expense of Charlie and company.
They say your sense of smell can trigger memories from childhood. Want her to feel comfortable in India? Like she's at home.
They even have
a Christmas candle.
If it smells like Miller and Lite, Greyhound bus station, and my dad's excuses, that'd be my Christmas candle.
Dietrich Bader, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks very much.
Good to have you here. I got to ask you, what would you say is more colorful, an episode of Outsourced or any scene of The Drew Carey Show with Mimi on screen?
That's a great question. You know, Mimi brought her own color, but we've got so many colors on Outsourced that I would say probably any scene in Outsourced is more colorful.
And tell us.
And that's one of the things that's so different about our show. It's like the deep, saturated colors that are everywhere.
It is intense, isn't it? I mean,
it is. It's really intense. I mean, you know, the background is so incredibly richly colored, and obviously our cast, but also, you know, the costumes and everything. It's a beautiful show.
And, you know, I wasn't going to go there, but it's amazing to me. My wife reminds me every week, because I put disbelief on hold, that it's shot on a set. It looks week after week, it looks like it was shot in India. I think it's amazing.
I know. Isn't that incredible? I mean, our DP is amazing, and our set designer is just incredible. We shoot almost entirely on a stage. And as a stage geek, you know, growing up around the studios, I'm in love with it, because the idea that we can create this real illusion is beautiful to me.
I think that's been lost over the course of the season in terms of luring people into the show, because, I mean, the musical scenes, the paintball type scenes, just the general color of India. It's phenomenal how it's been captured on a set.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of the things that makes us so distinctive from every other show on television, certainly the comedies, is how beautiful and different we look. You know, it is like going to a different world every week when you tune in. And obviously, another thing that's really different about our show is the sense of humor is not as snarky or as mean-spirited as a lot of the comedies are on right now.
Well, and that leads into what I wanted to ask you, actually. Tell us a little bit about your character Charlie's journey this season, from hardcore horn dog to hardcore horn dog with a heart.
Yeah, it's been an interesting arc for a character because, initially in the pilot, Todd, who is played by Ben Rappaport, is really the lead of the show, comes to India, and he's looking for a mentor, and he, you know, kind of inadvertently picks the one guy that he really shouldn't talk to, which is my character, who cares nothing for India and really doesn't want to, you know, contribute anything to the culture or learn anything about India. He has all of his food shipped from America. You know, he's one of those guys that goes to McDonald's in Paris, you know. Interestingly enough, it sort of is a reverse where, you know, he feels like Charlie is going to teach him about India. And through Todd, Charlie learns about India and really kind of finally gets himself into a culture that he's been, you know, steadfastly ignoring the whole time that he's been there. It's sort of an interesting kind of arc to have, is that, you know, he's supposed to be the guy that brings India to Todd. And he ends up, you know, doing exactly Todd does that for Charlie.
It's Christmas morning at the Greyhound bus station. I found a hair in a vending machine sandwich.
Charlie?
My dad said it was probably Santa's. Why is it black, Dad, huh? Why is it black?
You know, we've never spoken before, but I mean, I can hear in your voice, in your tone, you seem to have a real love for this show and this character.
I really do. You know, I think it's incredibly unique. You know, I was on the show, the Drew Carey show, that ran for an awfully long time, and when you think about coming back on television, in my opinion anyway, you have to pick something that's distinctive and that you really believe in. I really thought that this was kind of a, in its own way, smally revolutionary sort of comedy, and something I really believe in. I love the sense of humor. I love that it's not snarky or mean-spirited. I love the saturated colors. I love the cultural differences, where you learn both about India and America through Indian eyes. I think it really is interesting comedically. I just hope more people tune in and we can get another season, because I feel like, you know, the first year of the Drew Carey show, we did really badly in the ratings, and we were picked up for a second season, and that's when we really took off and really became the show that ran as long as we did. I feel like Outsource could do exactly the same thing. We're really finding our feet, and if we were given a second season, we could really explode.
I have watched every episode. I couldn't agree with you more. I really see it that way.
Thanks.
And one of the things I was interested in was that it seemed like over the season, Charlie was, the writers made him a little less detestable a little bit at a time, and that finally, and I mentioned this in the introduction, when he reached out to Gupta for help, I mean, it was really a beautiful thing the way that episode ended.
I know. It's really sweet, isn't it, that they're actually friends now. Where Charlie, where you think that he's this awful racist, but he's really not a bad guy. You know, he just doesn't know. He's just like a lot of people. He's ignorant, but he's willing to learn. That's what's really cool about him. And it was a really fun, transition, and really fun to play. I mean, Parv is a really nice guy, so I think, you know, Charlie and Gupta have a lot of chemistry because we genuinely like each other. And I think that really comes through. It was a really fun show to do. And, you know, I looked forward to going to work every day. I really looked forward to seeing every script, and I just hope it continues.
And where does Charlie fit into the wedding finale tomorrow night?
You're gonna have to tune in. But it is pretty funny. Rajiv is supposed to ride a white horse into the ceremony, and Parvesh, I mean Gupta, and Charlie sing a song to the white horse, and of course he takes off. So we lose the horse.
I look forward to seeing that. Now, before we go, I have to go off track and ask you something completely different. What do you think of the HBO series Boardwalk Empire? I was so fascinated to learn that your great-grandfather was a mayor during the period of time that that series covers. That's amazing.
Yeah, Edward Bader actually is a character on the show, and I had to turn down playing my own great-grandfather to do the pilot of Outsourced.
Really?
So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing. I don't know how many other actors have had that opportunity.
Wow.
But I haven't watched the show. But I've heard it's good, but I haven't watched it. You know, his character was very tied up in the downfall of my family, so there's a lot of real history there for us. So I wish all the luck in the world for all the actors that are on that show. But it's interesting to go from a show about gangsters like The Sopranos, where the victims aren't real, to where it's an actual historical figure where the victims they were real.
Well, yeah, and I mean, tell me if this is right. I mean, I got this from Wikipedia today. I didn't know this, that Nucky Johnson, of course, worked ostensibly for your great-grandfather and was there when he passed. And I thought, wow, this is all real stuff.
Yeah, no, it's all real. And, Nucky, was a gangster and he hurt a lot of people. And, one of which was my actual grandfather. So, my great-grandfather did everything he could with the Attorney General, my great-grandfather, I should say, Attorney of Atlantic City to limit Nucky or to arrest him as best he could and fought him for the majority of his career. It's interesting how, when you have a relative that's played on television, how, they change the story to highlight a particular story arc or whatever story that they want to tell. But, as everybody knows, life is much more complicated than what can be reduced to a storyline on a television show.
Mm. Well, folks, you need to check out in Atlantic City all the things to Mayor Bader. It's fascinating. But we're going to run out of time, and I want to tell you, I'm begging you, watch the Outsourced season finale featuring the wedding of Rizwan Manji's character, Rajiv. It's the most delightful, most rewarding show on any network or cable channel this season. I promise you. Show airs Thursday, May 12th, 10:30 p.m. on NBC. You can also catch it on demand on iTunes, Hulu, and NBC.com. Dietrich, we've had a lot of fun, and thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Media, today. I've got my fingers crossed for good news for you guys.
Bob, thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Come back and talk to us again soon.
I'd love that.
All right. Take care. For more original interviews with the cast of NBC's Outsourced, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many Mumbai communities. And show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. Why, we'll even accept a donation via PayPal to help defray the cost of producing the show. Send it to bob@mrmedia.com. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thank you for joining us today. Always appreciate you giving up a piece of your day and spending it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hi, this is Parvesh Chhina from NBC's Outsource, and you're listening to the wonderfully kind and annoying Mr. Media.